Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
To the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in. Those who are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show. All my lines are full, guys, this morning. I guess my topic has aroused you guys this morning. Well, I shouldn't use aroused, but I got you guys going this morning. And, hey, I'm proud of that. And, again, thank you guys for listening in. What I'm trying to do here, I'm trying to start to get into a habit of getting my show notes out there to you. And allowing you guys a few minutes to get yourselves together and then get up on the show. All right. So again, thank you guys for listening to the show. And here's the deal: I had someone to contact me on yesterday and asked me to be on the show. Now, I don't know when they're going to be on the show, but what that's showing me is that I'm picking up more and more listeners, and at the same time, there are people out there that have things to talk about. This young lady said she had several topics that she wanted to discuss. You know, I'm like, hey, okay, you got several topics, but, you know, you need to let me know what you want to talk about, and if I deem it appropriate, I'll allow you to come on the show, on the air, and talk about whatever you want to talk about. but, you know, I have to do some screening here. But, you know, that's a good sign, I think. And like I said always, this is you guys' show. I'm just running the show for you, okay? So if there's anything you want to talk about or any topic you want to talk about or someone that you like to hear on the show, I'll try to make it happen. I know people in different venues that I could probably pull into the show, that I could probably bribe to get on the show and talk about whatever you want to. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in, talk about the topic, or just call in and say hello. I don't mind that as well. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook. Also, I promote the show on Blog Talk Radio. So if you guys are on Blog Talk Radio, you know, on my show page, listening to the show, first, thank you. But there's an icon there that says follow this show. If you click on that icon, you can set that up where it'll send you an email or text or whatever and give you daily show notes of the show. Now, if you want to follow the show on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, you can go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. You can also follow the show on Twitter. My Twitter account is The Frank W Show. On Twitter, at The Frank W Show. Okay? So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or you're online at Blog Talk Radio on my show page, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. Now, also, what was I going to say? I don't remember. On yesterday, my show of same-sex marriage, I knew that it would cause a lot of controversy, and people were going to send me voicemails and emails and messages, things like that. And a couple of people sent me a voicemail, but they were good voicemails. But some of the emails were a little harsh. But nonetheless, you know, whatever, you know, it all washes out. But I'm not sure. I need to go look that up. I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna find out. Or if any of you guys know what the Supreme Court decision was on yesterday, as far as what happened on yesterday with the vote for same-sex marriage. I don't know what the vote was at this time, but hopefully it was against same-sex marriage. That's something that just is, I think if that happens, or if they voted to let it happen, I think that's going to run rampant over the United States, and it's just going to cause bad things within our communities. So hopefully they struck that down, and it won't, you know, work out. Anyway, here's the deal. I'm gonna try to get someone to like find out if they agreed on this same sex marriage or not. Now, our show today, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You you can catch them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I want to share something with you real quick before I get into today's topic. A lot of you guys know I work for Kia. I don't sell Kias. Don't call me at telling me you need a car. I don't sell Kias. I help build Kias. I work at the plant down in West Point, and what I've been doing with my department, with my team, I work in the paint shop, and what I've been doing with my team is I'm putting together a camping trip for my team, okay? And then I said, hey, you know, what if I could contact someone at Kia that would help us out financially with this, you know, with this trip? So I did that. I wrote a letter. I turned it into the appropriate people. And on yesterday, they called me into the office, and I got a okay on that trip. So they're going to help us financially take care of whatever we need to take care of for our weekend camping trip. Wasn't really a surprise to me, but it was. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that turned out really, really, really well. And I appreciate everyone at Kia that's gonna help me. And everything's gonna work out. I know a lot of my coworkers listen to the show. So guys, I'm letting you know now that we have backing by Kia. All right. So with that, we're gonna get into the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. On tomorrow, guys, it's usually Free Fall Friday, okay? But I'm not doing a show tomorrow, okay? I'm letting you guys know now, I'm not doing a show tomorrow. I'm going to be off tomorrow for a good Friday. I'm not doing a show. I got a lot of errands to run tomorrow morning. I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm packing it in to tomorrow morning. So I'm not having a show on tomorrow. But join me back here again on Monday, and we'll get things going. Today's show, caught. Did you have to hide in the closet? Now this subject is strictly about, you know, someone that maybe I'm talking men and women, okay, that were maybe at that person's house. And then someone else came to that person's house, and you weren't supposed to be there, but you had to dip in the closet for a little while until that person either was in another part of the house that you could get out, or that person came and they left, okay? And then you were able to come out. Or you had to hide under the bed, or, you know, something like that. Now, I've talked to a few people, and they told me their story, okay? I'm not going to say any names or anything like that. But, you know, there's been some situations, you know, someone asked me, you know, my wife asked me, have I ever been caught in one of those situations? Well, no and yes. And I was truthful with her, of course. But, you know, what I was saying is that I was, you know, this was high school, okay? And I was seeing a young lady I hope my wife isn't listening. But I was seeing a young lady, and you know, and her mom came home, and I wasn't supposed to be there, but so what I did, I kind of hid behind the door, and when she came home, she came in the door, she went on to the back to her room, and I slid out the door. I jumped on my bicycle and went home, but so I didn't get caught or, you know, whatever. But a friend of mine, he said that he got caught up, you know, in a young lady's house a few years ago, where the guy that she was seeing, you know, seriously, came to her house, and she told him to get in the closet. So he gets in the closet, and he had to stay in the closet for like 30, 45 minutes. And then the guy still hadn't left the house yet. So then she came in, she got him out of the closet, and she had him go into her daughter's room. I guess she did that because she wanted the guy to come into her room. And so she had to get him out of the closet and get him in her daughter's room. And she brought the guy in her room, and then that's how he was able to get out and go home. But, you know, those are some things that happen, you know, that kind of, they probably happen every day. Probably happen every day. But at the same time, you know, it's you know my situation wasn't bad at all. It happened to me, but what I'm saying is that there could be a bad situation that could occur if you're ever caught in someone's house by another man or even by another woman. And, I haven't had any women to tell me, you know, that they were caught up in that situation before, but I'm sure, I'm positive, 100%, that there's some women out there that have been caught up in these type of situations. So, you know, sometimes when things happen like this, and guys, you have to be careful because, you know, if you're caught by another guy, you know, it could be some bad stuff to happen, all right? And all I'm saying is that try to keep yourself out of that situation. Sometimes women play this game where they're seeing a couple of guys at the same time and they don't communicate that with you. And, you know, you may get caught in the crossfire. But I believe in, you know, those type situations, you know, seeing, hey, you know, I didn't know she was seeing you. I thought I was the only one she was seeing. But things happen, you know, things happen. And, you know, hopefully. You won't get caught in that situation. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. If you've ever been caught, you may not have had to hide in the closet. You may have had to hide under the bed. You know, you may have had to jump out of a window. You may have had to, when they were coming in the front door, you had to go out the back door. You know, or, you know, some similar situations. And, you know, I've heard of people having to stay under the bed for a couple hours until things settle down. There was a rapper that gave a situation where he was dating a girl, and the girl's parents came home or something. So he not that the parents came home, I'm sorry. He was dating a girl. They broke up. He still had a key to her apartment or whatever. And so he took it upon himself to go to the house and get his stuff, okay? And she wasn't there. So while he was there trying to get his stuff, she came home. She had someone else with her, and he hid under the bed. Now, he's under the bed, and this is what he's saying now. I'm quoting him. He's saying that he was under the bed using his phone. I guess he was texting or whatever. And they came in, sat on the bed or whatever. Next thing you know, he had fallen asleep. And he was still under the bed and falling asleep. And the next thing you know, he was awakened by her because I guess they heard him sleeping under the bed and snoring or whatever. And that's how he got busted or caught in that situation. But, you know, he said all was good. You know, he was just there to get his stuff. And turns out that he and her got back together, and things went from there. But all I'm trying to say is that be careful, watch yourself, because things happen. I know things happen, but you got to be conscious of things like that when you're going to someone else's house, okay? And I'm not saying that your girl or your guy is seeing someone else, but, you know, those things happen. And, you know, I'm not saying it's just guys, because it's ladies too, you know? Ladies play these games as well. They may want you to think that they don't, but these ladies, they play the same games as us guys play. And some of them play the game even harder than some guys play. So don't get it twisted that it's just the guys, because it's women as well. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. Today, guys, I'm pumped up for several reasons. I got me a big cup of Java here that I'm taking a swig of right now. But also, I had a great day at work on yesterday because Kia's going to take care of us. And I'm off tomorrow, so all I have to do is get through tonight. I just got my car back from the upholsterers and from the work that they have done. I got to get some more work done, but it looks great. My car is good to go. Now I got to take my other car to the shop because, he didn't feel well, but that's going to be remedied today. I'll get it back tomorrow. I just want you, some of you guys to know. I like for you guys to know what's going on with me. And that's what's happening. I feel good about everything that's happening. I may come home tonight and midnight 30 or whatever. I may go outside and barbecue tonight. Isn't that crazy? I may go out tonight at midnight and barbecue, start my grill. If not, I'll do it tomorrow. But between tonight and tomorrow, my grill is going to be going. So if any of you guys want a chicken wing or on a rib bone or something like that, I do the very best. You If y'all want to challenge me, I do the very best baked beans in town. I know I got a friend out there. I got a friend out there that grew up with me. He thinks that his baked beans are better than mine. He thinks that his baked beans can crush mine. Yeah, Frank, I put beef or meat in my baked beans. So what? They still aren't as good as mine, brother. But he thinks so. We'll let him continue to think so. I know he's listening into the show, so I'm going to tell you now. Your baked beans can't touch mine. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. Again, guys, remember there will not be a Frank Williams show tomorrow. No show tomorrow, but I will be back on Monday. I will be back on Monday for a big show. Please don't miss it. Because it's gonna be good. I'm gonna have a great topic for you guys, and like I said, don't miss the show on Monday. If you are on my show page right now, please click on the icon that says "Follow this show," and follow the show, that way you will not. Miss this show on Monday. Okay? So thank you guys for listening to the show today. I have about 3-4 minutes left in the show. And I'm getting ready to close out. I got a lot to do this morning before I head into work. But that's okay. I'm excited about that. Having things to do is a good thing, okay? Having things to do, having, you know, people to see and having jobs to go to is a good thing, not a bad thing, right? So I hope you guys have a great day at work today. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. And listen to my show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Also online at blogtalkradio.com/TheFrankWilliamsShow. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. And have a great weekend. And again, take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Be good to yourself. Be good to your family. Be safe, guys. Above all, be safe. Because I want you back here on Monday for the show. Love you guys. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you on Monday. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. Listen to the fly. Here it goes.
I'm about to go. And then you'll know for me to stay. Got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now.
I'll be number one.
get this message over to you now.